Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the North Dakota Farmers Union will have their 93rd annual convention this weekend. On Monday's edition of Farm Talk, McCare caught up with Mark Watney, the North Dakota Farmers Union president, to find out more about what's going on.
Let's check in with the Farmers Union president for North Dakota, Mark Watney. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you doing today, Mick?
Pretty good. 93 times around the sun for North Dakota Farmers Union, huh?
That is right. Getting to be a very mature organization that seems to really come together well with a lot of members participating.
And North Dakota is, in addition to Minnesota, one of the largest state organizations in the country, aren't they?
Yeah, we're second to actually Oklahoma. We're the second largest in membership.
Why would Oklahoma be? They got something going there? Or what?
Well, yeah, they have a very strong insurance company, and they have a lot of systems on how they gather their memberships, so that kind of drives it. So you have a great strength there, and of course, like you said, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, some of the other big states too.
Kind of the epicenter of the reason that we have organizations like Farmers Union back in the early part of the 20th century and end of the 19th century, things were going on that required strength in numbers.
Definitely, and I think the similar situation arrives today. We have a lot of challenges, and you really need them general farm organizations to represent the farmer directly. It's one of the advantages of being a general farm organization, having people participate.
Yeah. Back around Thanksgiving, you put out a news release saying, we're hoping field work will finally be done and folks can get to convention for some fun and relaxation. I don't think not many combine wheels have turned here in the last 3 weeks, though.
No, the only really good news we got is there was a fair amount of soybeans that people were able to finish up, but not a lot of corn came off, and it probably not going to come off here until we get that freezing drying cycle throughout the winter, and we'll see some combines running in February and March. It's just not a good scenario. Just a lot of every challenge that's possible got thrown at farmers this year, and a lot of folks are just looking forward to get this done.
Now, last weekend, the South Dakota Farmers Union Convention had a tough go with the weather, but now this upcoming weekend is supposed to be like sunny and in the 20s and teens, so good planning on your part, Mark.
Yeah, we really know how to do that. We can plan for the weather.
All righty.
But sometimes you got to have a little luck. It's going to be a little cold coming into it, but it looks like our weather is going to be fine.
All righty. No excuse then. Everybody get to the Farmers Union Convention in Bismarck. What are the top reasons people ought to be there?
Well, I think there's two or three real high priorities. First of all, we have to discuss where we go from next if we're going to sustain these low prices and remain in a trade war. That would mean that we need to push to get Congress to take over the disaster programs that have been adapted to try to get us through this. We can't rely any time on an administration, regardless of which party it is, to have to come up with an ongoing disaster assistance. So I'd love to see a shift there. The next thing, of course, is we rely a lot on our cooperative systems, and we're going to have a Jay Diebertine, head of CHS, at our convention, and we're going to have Tom Halverson, the Cobank president and CEO. So we're going to have some top-notch, cooperative-minded folks that will be coming, hopefully, to give us some look forward in what we may do through our cooperative system to try to enhance some of the opportunities, whether it be better price supplies or better price market.
Again, that is Mark Watney, the North Dakota Farmers Union president. This is Inside Agriculture.